How's his elbow?
Fine. Doing well. Day to day still. Getting better. We're just pushing towards the regular season.
Now, given what John Dorbos meant to the community and this organization, how difficult was trading?
It's tough. It's tough. I've known him for a long time, and he's been sort of the icon, the staple around the city of Philadelphia for a lot of years. And it's hard. It's challenging in a way because as you guys know, been around me. You know, we bring in competition and talent at every position, and I'm fortunate now that he still gets to continue his career, obviously, and I'm happy for him and everything that he's done. But those decisions are extremely hard.
So that was a situation where Rick beat him out, and you just got whatever you put for him because you're potentially going to cut him.
No, I mean it's a little more than that. Without getting into a lot of the details, but. Rick has done a nice job. Even go back to last season when he came in late in the season and filled in for us last year, and he's done a good job. And competition makes everybody better. At the end of the day, felt like he was in a good position to help our football team.
Have you had time last year with Nick Foles play on Thursday night, or is there a chance that this injury could linger where it leaves you open to carry an extra?
I'm comfortable with him not playing, obviously, if that's the way I go Thursday night. I've been around Nick a long time. I had him here years ago and watched his career. He's a veteran guy that knows how to get himself prepared and ready for games, so I'm not concerned in any way.
Does having Rick here last year for those three games, you've seen him in regular season action, does that help make this move now, knowing that he's had that time to work with Donnie?
For sure. I mean, it definitely helps. The fact that there's continuity with that group and there's familiarity working together definitely helps.
Keeping Rick all this time, were you sort of easing into this move all through the offseason and summer?
I don't think we're easing into anything. I think you bring guys in to challenge, to compete. End of the day, the best man, the decision, obviously, the tough decisions that we make, and we got to make a bunch more this weekend, is the best 53 that we're going to take for the regular season. So I don't think that...
But you don't usually have two months.
No, and you usually don't have two place kickers, two punters, but at the same time, given, in all fairness, given Rick an opportunity... Plus, if you remember, Dornbos was still nursing the injury in the spring, so we didn't have a long snapper. So it just gave Rick an opportunity to compete.
I know you're comfortable and confident that Nick will be ready for Washington.
You sound very convincing when you ask the question.
Matt?
Yeah. I'm very comfortable with Matt. I think he's done an outstanding job all of camp, and he's had a ton of reps in Nick's absence. So I'm comfortable with where he's at and what he's done with our offense.
Doug, how is the
It's been going really good. It's kind of a great battle to watch. I mean, you've seen these games and they're alternating, punts and, I think sometimes it might be unfair one way or the other because one guy may get more kicks in a game over the other, but at the same time, again, it's making both of them better. And Donnie's done an outstanding job. Cameron's come in and worked his tail off, and it'll be exciting this week to see who gets that job.
Hey, Doug, for the past 3 years, you guys have really strong special teams here. Obviously, John's out now. Brandon's gone. Are you seeing some changes there in terms of personnel, and how do you keep that level of play that you want on special teams?
Well, it's like at any position. It's the next man. I mean, it's the next man mentality, and Coach Phipp does an outstanding job getting those guys prepared and ready to go. You saw the emergence of Camus a year ago, made an impact, kind of filled up that role a little bit. And so it's just, it's part of football. It's part of life. I mean, it's guys come, guys go, and that's the nature of the business we're in. Coaches come, coaches go, and it's the next man up mentality, and we get those guys ready to play.
Doug, was it you that told John, and if so, how hard was it, and how did John?
Yeah, John and I had a conversation, obviously, last night, and we talked and kind of reminisced a little bit, but at the same time, just told him how much I appreciated him, how much I loved him, and what he's done for not only this organization, but for this city, and wished him well.
Doug,
what's your personal philosophy on keeping two quarterbacks versus three in today's environment? Is there value in that third guy?
There's value. I don't think that it's as important. I do know that the one and the two need to be, I feel personally they need to be veteran players. It's hard to go in with a veteran and maybe a first-year rookie player as your backup who doesn't have any game experience. That's why I'm comfortable with Nick or Matt, you know, in that situation. So, and then if you have the chance to have a practice squad, developmental-type quarterback that can take reps off of your guys during the week in practice is also helpful. And it's another arm that, you know, if something were to happen in the regular season that he's available because he's been in our system, you know, or at least hearing the terminology for a couple of weeks.
Doug, the backup running back position is one that a lot of fans will be watching on Thursday. Corey, his chances in your mind, and what has he shown you to make this squad?
Yeah, Corey, I tell you, Corey's come in here with a great attitude from day one of when we got him after the draft, from that all the way through training camp, and he's done everything we've asked him to do and probably even more. And he's definitely caught our attention. You know, Pumphrey is in, as I mentioned the other day, I think right where he needs to be from the standpoint of what we're asking him to do. And then Byron Marshall's another one that is familiar with our offense, had a chance to play late in the season last year, did some nice things in the last couple of games, and is another one that's competing as well for a roster spot. So it'll be interesting, you know, to watch those guys Thursday night and you know, just see how well they do.
As you put the 53 together, how much do you consider the player's draft status and the resources invested in them?
Yeah, and that's an interesting question because I've always, even as a player back 100 years ago, you kind of go, well, are they going to take the drafted guy over a non-drafted guy? Or, you know, and at the end of the day, you pick the best 53. Now, obviously, I think you do consider where a guy was picked and if there are resources invested, if there's guarantees, all that stuff, which, you know, I leave that to Howie and those guys. But I'm sure that plays a little bit into the decisions. But from my standpoint, you know, we picked the best 53 football players, you know, for this roster. Billy?
Brown,
yes. Yeah, Billy's done a good job. He, again, this will be a big week for him, you know. You know, and I think he's done some nice things in the preseason games. He's still learning, very, very new to the position, obviously, coming from college to playing tight end now. So, again, this is a big week. This will be a big game for him and his development and see where he's at after this ball game.
With 2 to 75 this year, it goes right from 90 to 53. It means about, you know, 1,000 players are going to become free agents. I know last year you guys were active claiming players. How difficult will that be this season with the amount of
players? It's going to be extremely difficult because so many guys are going to hit the wire on a short notice, and it's hard to evaluate them all. You know, you just don't have enough man hours to get the job done. So a lot of it is with our department is the prep work they do beforehand to anticipate moves, and then it just kind of becomes a feeding frenzy a little bit to claim players and to see if somebody can fit into your scheme. And you know, I'm sure we'll be active. We usually are, and try to fill out not only the roster but practice squad guys.
So the locker room's lost two pretty popular guys in Matthews now, John. What kind of impact does that have?
Yeah, I mean it can definitely affect the team. I think it's you know, it's my job to coach those guys, to sort of, you know, there's things I like about the NFL, there's things I don't like about the NFL, and what I don't like about it is the business side of it. And guys are going to come, guys are going to go, and it's the nature of the business. I shared with the guys this morning how I was cut 6 times in a 14-year career, and I moved on, and you know, you learn from them, obviously, not only as coaches but also players. These guys, the two that were big, you know, big guys in the locker room around the players, guys really, you know, respected them and liked them, and now they can influence another locker room, and they can take what they've learned here to another organization, another franchise, and wish both of those guys well. But it can affect guys, but it only affects you if you let it, and that's my job not to let that happen.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you guys. Have a good day.